So if you consider I joined, this is something I've thought about a number of times, you can imagine. So if you consider I joined in 1966, I deployed to former Yugoslavia in 1995. So essentially 29 years. And in retrospect, I wouldn't give up any experiences I had in that 29 years. They all contributed and I used it all. So I had many different kinds of jobs. Okay, first 5 years essentially as a student. And then I was going to mention, yeah, so the military engineers do facilities engineering, looking after the infrastructure. We also do, the modern term is geomatics, but it's the marriage of cartography, topography, and the other mapping sciences joined up with computers. So it becomes geomatics. Engineers do that, and I did that. Did a tour in that as well. So I used it all, needed it all, wouldn't have given anything up.
Were there any particular skills that you acquired over those 29 years that you would say?
Yeah. Probably the most important one, it's not a one, it's an ensemble, was being skilled in my profession, both as an engineer and as a soldier. Because I learned that, see, a lot of times we were dealing with the thugs and the bandits that inhabit that country and claim to be its rulers. And if they can smell fear, and if they detect that you're afraid of them or you're intimidated, well, it's the same thing. If you're incompetent, they will eat you for breakfast. So with the background I had, I didn't have to be afraid of any of them. And that contributes immensely to your ability to get your will done. That's a form of the definition of leadership. You don't think usually of leading the adversary. But that was very much the case. That was an everyday requirement. Including as prosaic a skill as knowing how to use my personal weapon. That I decided quite early on, in fact, while still at school, probably even before, that I enjoyed shooting and I was always on the shooting team's rifle and pistol. Through the years at school and then kept it up. It's been a personal hobby of mine. In fact, I've represented Canada at local, regional, national, and international competitions, or I've shot in those competitions. So even being armed only with a sidearm, I had confidence that I could and would use it well if needed. And I really believe that there's a message just in your posture and your the way you carry yourself, whatever, that is transmitted to the adversary and they don't mess with you. I saw other guys get walked over. So it was really the ensemble of everything, all that I had met, as Shakespeare said.
So it was 29 years of experience helping you to do your job to the best of your ability in Bosnia then. And more specifically on your duties in Bosnia, could you go into some detail about those?
It breaks.